This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in a familiar spot, calmly explaining President Donald Trump to a nation on edge. With the president hospitalized with coronavirus, Mr. Trump's loyal number two will be the public face of an administration and campaign just weeks to go before the election. During Wednesday's vice presidential debate, Pence will be asked to explain the president's health as well as the flurry of confusing White House accounts of his well-being. Meanwhile, President Trump's doctors say he could be discharged from the hospital as early as Monday. Nine ballots discarded in Pennsylvania. A mail carrier who altered a handful of affidavit ballot applications, people being sent double ballots. In the run-up to Election Day, President Trump is seizing on small, potentially routine voting issues to suggest the election is rigged. Although there isn't any specific evidence that there is a widespread voter fraud, as the president has suggested. Nevertheless, his comments have been amplified by his campaign supporters and allies, including Attorney General William Barr, adding heft to the claims. With a shift to the conservative spending, the Supreme Court is opening a new term. Eight justices are getting back to work on Monday, less than a month before the presidential election. After their colleague Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died last month, the Senate could confirm President Donald Trump's nominee for Ginsburg's seat, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, before Election Day. They're also working in the midst of a pandemic that has forced the court to meet by telephone. And again, just capping our top story, President Trump actually went out of his hospital room and took a drive to show support for his supporters. This is VOA News. State and county officials in the state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's Bidminster Golf Club for a campaign fundraiser on Thursday. They're asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who was in close contact with the president or his staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials recommend waiting 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. After the White House announced early Friday that President and Mrs. Trump had tested positive for the virus, it sent the New Jersey officials a list of 206 people who attended Thursday's event. Local officials are contacting employees who worked at the event, most of whom live in the county. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic Sunday despite weeks of rising infections, but warned that the country faced a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents are calling for tougher social restrictions to suppress a second wave of COVID-19 that's already sweeping the country. Many in Johnson's right-of-center party argue that restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Johnson told the BBC the government had to strike a difficult balance and not take a course that could expose us to tens of thousands more deaths in a very short order. Australia's coronavirus hotspot of Victoria will look at ways to increase testing for the disease to bring its spread under more control and an anticipated easing of the state's stringent lockdown restrictions. That is according to Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews. New daily coronavirus infections in Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, fell to 9 cases on Monday, down from 12 in the previous days. No deaths were reported. Victoria accounts for 90% of the country's 894 COVID-19 deaths. Since the start of the year, the state has conducted about 2.7 million tests. Australia still has one of the world's highest ratios of tests per capita, despite the outbreak in Victoria has one of the lowest numbers of the coronavirus cases. The 2020 Nobel Prizes kick off with the naming of the winner or winners in the field of physiology and medicine. The panel at the Institute in Stockholm will announce the recipient sometime after 0930 GMT Monday. The Medicine Prize carries particular significance this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy.